Who do you need to forgive? As I mentioned in the last segment, oftentimes we won't forgive because we don't understand what it means and does not mean to forgive. We discussed the first of five main points in this biblical definition of forgiveness. We learn that when we forgive, we are cutting the offender loose, but even better, we are cutting ourselves loose. We are the prisoner Jesus sets free. Forgiveness also means we pray for the offenders. In Romans chapter 12, verse 14, it reads, "Bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them." It is amazing the change in my heart that occurred once I began praying for the man who murdered my parents. I went from anger and rage to compassion, mercy, and love. In fact, I desire to give this murderer a Bible, explain the gospel of Jesus Christ, and tell him I forgave him. I'm so grateful for God changing my heart through prayer. Will you give prayer a chance? Start praying today for God to bless those who persecute you. Pray that God will bless them, and enjoy the change of heart God will give you.